Praise the Lord. I want to welcome all who would hear this message, and I just thank you that the anointing of the Holy Spirit falls upon each one of us and that our hearts are open to receive what the word of the Lord would speak to us at this moment. Father, I just thank you. I thank you for your word and that your word is eternal and full of power, and I thank you for the wisdom that you release to us as we feed upon your word. You said we don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds forth from your mouth. And you are speaking, and we purpose to listen. So we thank you for this time in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to share the message that we had at our first home gathering on February 1st in Albany, Oregon. And Albany, like many other places right now, has been experiencing some highly unusual weather. And at the time of this message, our town was basically shut down due to an unbelievable snowstorm. People were saying, like, wow, Mother Nature has done it again. But my spirit says, and here comes the title, not Mother Nature, no, Almighty God, Almighty God. You know, there's a lot of possibilities people are entertaining that could cause the weird weather. But the one I want to focus on is spiritually, the spiritual repercussion of our nation, which chooses increasingly to reject Almighty God. And as the reality of God fades, so goes the fear of God. And the first six verses of Psalm 2 give us a picture of this. So grab your Bibles and look with me at Psalm 2. In verse 1, why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Verse 4, he who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep pleasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord. You see, everyone, from the government down to individuals, all have their own plans and programs and agenda, but all apart from God. And the Lord says all that they conspire is in vain. And I kept focusing on verse 4. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Wow. See, we're accountable to him. And the truth many still have to learn is, hello, we are not in control. Winter storms have made this quite evident. Again, this is not Mother Nature. So I stared out our living room window, looking at the snow, and the Lord asked me, what do you see? What do I see? Everything white, everything frozen, covered with snow. Perfect stillness, quietness. There's nothing moving around. There's no one in sight. In Albany, this was basically a four-day shutdown. Roads were impassable. Schools and businesses were closed. Stretches of I-5 were shut. I mean, some people, their car was even frozen in their driveway. I mean, nobody's going anywhere. Trees were bending. Tree limbs and branches were snapping off due to the weight of the snow and ice. So even power outages were occurring. Basically, it was if time was frozen, standing still. And Eureka, that's when I got it. The revelation, staring out of our window, and the Lord began to speak to me. You see, it was a prophetic picture of a time to soon come. I did not get excited about this. I got excited about revelation, but what the Lord was showing me, I'm high maintenance, and so I wasn't getting excited about what I was receiving in the revelation. You see, the best and the worst of all plans can be shut down when the Almighty moves. And our God has a pretty consistent track record of his ability to frustrate man's attempts when we try to overthrow his divine purposes. Remember in Exodus, God's people were going out of Egypt, and the Red Sea is parted, and Pharaoh and his army are pressing in hard behind, and they follow the Hebrews right into the Red Sea, only to have the wheels come off their chariots. and to get stuck in the mud, and at the ordained moment the waters of the sea closed and the chase was over. And, you know, recently, and never before, I believe it was in December 2013, there was an unprecedented snowfall in Israel. But it also, it caused such distress in the city, but it also shut down attacks because that snowfall was just blanketing everything. And so this is the perception we have. We have to see beyond the present moment and see what God is showing us. We have to see what He is revealing to us with what we are seeing in the external or the natural realm. And I believe, first of all, we have to recognize as a nation, we've turned away from God. And second, we are about to experience the fruit of our rebellion. And third, we must remember we have God-given authority, and we have to seek Him for understanding and wisdom and know how to pray and make the demands upon heaven and bind the work of the enemy. Now, when we looked at this storm and we talked with other people, and it's still going on, you know, across our nation, most people are not prepared for the storm conditions they found themselves in. And most of America lives in a denial that life can be anything less than what we've all known. And, you know, the church is talking about the awakening, and it's exciting, the awakening services that are happening. And it's deeper than a revival. It's a movement. It's an awakening in the heart. And that's awesome. And we want to pursue that. The flip side or the other side is our nation per se also needs to wake up, you know, and see the reality of what we are stepping into so soon. So it's never been more necessary for like-minded believers to gather together. We need to be interceding for our families, for our state, for our government, for our nation. And again, this isn't a fearful time. When we're walking with the Lord is going to order our steps. The Lord will give us revelation. The Lord, His anointing is on us for this moment. And our words have such power. And we need to break the strategies of Satan and break the yoke of the enemy and be making declarations of life over all that we pray and, you know, be releasing blessings. We're called to bring the light into darkness. Probably the biggest mandate in all this is, you know, when we saw where people are and how unprepared they are, we have the vision. And God, whether we were in Iowa or in Oregon, I know we're called to be a resource. And so we have to have it together for others, not just physically, but spiritually. And so I just want to shake everyone listening to this message and say it is time for us to rise up. You know, our Christian walk goes nowhere unless we are like Christ. And you read the Gospels and see how He interacted with people. And He moved with compassion, but He also moved in that arena of manifesting and of providing. And the only way we're going to do this is not through cries of, you know, give me your power or running to meetings for anointings. There has to be an inside work done in our heart. We have to become as He is. And so there's a manifestation. Not, yes, the signs and wonders will follow, but the true manifestation is going to come from the transformation of what we understand the nature of God to be, and we are conformed to His image. We become like Him. And when we are truly made in His image and manifesting His presence, I'm telling you, we will rock the nation. So come on, guys. Father, I just thank You that there's an anointing right now that's being released, that's energizing the heart of Your people to rise up. There's a fresh awakening to know who we are in You and to turn away from the things of the flesh and allow Your Spirit to take over. And all that You are has already been released in us, but we have to embrace who You are. You know, in Colossians, I believe it's 1:27, Christ in us, the hope of glory. So, Father, we lay ourselves down to be raised up by You, to become as You are, and we can help. We, together, we can bring heaven to earth. Oh, I just praise you for this. In Jesus' name, amen.